All right, here we go. We go from Terry Collins to the Met general manager, Sandy Alderson. Sandy, welcome. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing well. Thanks.
All right. First of all, Sandy, condolences on the tragic passing of your father. I mean, the man obviously gave great service to this country, and it's just a terrible story. We send our prayers to you and your family.
Thank you, Mike, very much. It's been a tough week for us, but you know, he was well loved by his family and had a lot of friends in St. Petersburg, Florida, and we're going to miss him. But and so it's been a tough week.
I'm sure it has. God bless him and your family. And all right, now you've through all that had to hire a manager. How difficult was it?
Well, it was. You know, it was difficult. But sometimes paying attention to business and everyday activity is a diversion from
right.
What occurred. And so, at least for a portion of the day, I was able to get away and spend time devoted to baseball. And then at the end of the day, I went back to my family, and I needed them, and they needed me. But you know, we were able to get some work done, and I think that was actually a positive for me.
And what made Terry Collins the guy who rang the bell? What did he bring? That not to disparage any of the others, but what made him the guy who got the job?
Well, I think there were a combination of factors, and of course we, you know, we interviewed 10 candidates, got down to 4, and I think it was a variety of things with Terry. I mean, I think there's clearly an intensity there that came through in the press conference this morning. But that wasn't an overriding factor. I think also that, you know, he's an extremely knowledgeable baseball guy. He's been in the game for 40 years in all kinds of different capacities. Familiarity with the Mets organization at a very detailed level as a field coordinator in the player development department is just really hands-on. And I do believe that teaching is an important aspect of what any manager and coaching staff must do, even at the major league level. His experience as a major league manager, those experiences were not totally successful in each case, but no experience ever is unless you win the World Series. But having done it, and then with a gap of some years in player development, actually, I think the right sequence of experiences, because I think probably over the last 10 years, in addition to teaching at the player development level, he's probably also developed a little bit of patience, which is probably a good thing. He's articulate. He's smart. I think he, you know, I think his philosophy toward the game is pretty consistent with mine. But we weren't looking for a yes man. You know, we weren't looking for somebody who was just an extension of me or Paul DePodesta or JP. We were really looking for somebody who would add to the mix and bring something slightly different. So for a lot of reasons, over the course of the interviews, he really separated himself. And, you know, when it got to the end, he was a unanimous choice. So that's how we got there.
You had made the point when you came on after you were hired about recommendations and decisions that the
yep.
manager was a recommendation.
Yep.
Should we assume that ownership is fully behind this and that it was as much they signed off on it? Because there was a lot of feeling that especially Jeff was very interested in bringing Wally Backman in, and clearly he was the people's choice. Or was this a deal where it was, from your start point, a recommendation more than a decision, or was it more of a decision?
Well, I think that going in, I understood, and even from before the time that I was hired, there are some things that are so central to an organization's success that they need to be discussed with ownership. They need to be brought to ownership for consideration. And so I went into the managerial search with that in mind. You know, Jeff was in all of the meetings, maybe not for an entire meeting, but was in all of the meetings we had with the last 4 candidates in the second round. It was partly for him to participate in the process, but it was partly for him to be able to observe what the rest of us were doing. And, you know, I think with that in mind, there got to be a level of comfort with what was going on, so that ultimately, you know, the recommendation was made. I think there was sort of immediate concurrence with it, and you know, that's kind of how I view my responsibility. When I make recommendations, I want them to be accepted, and part of that acceptance is making sure that people have an understanding of what's taking place. So it was a recommendation, but it was a strong recommendation, and ultimately all of us, including Jeff, came out the same way.
Okay, and you had talked about how you understood box office and understood maybe the manager having some play in that. Obviously, you decided that he, even though he wouldn't be a box office guy, that he was your guy. So that didn't turn out to be an overwhelming factor in your consideration.
Well, I think box office is important. I think it was a consideration for us, but you know, box office is amped in different ways. One, it's improved by winning.
Winning first, without question. But I thought we're talking the immediate quick hit. There's not going to be the quick hit here. So I mean, weighing the quick hit, you know, from a manager who might move the needle versus one who won't.
Yeah, I don't think we were interested in moving the needle in late November, and you know, possibly not moving the needle a lot more later on.
Fair point.
You know, I think Terry is somebody who, you know, has many of those personal qualities that Mets fans were looking for. It's not to say that we were looking to satisfy Mets fans on that score, but certainly we heard them. And so I think in many respects, Terry represents an answer to the fans.
So you think he is going to be that kind of, and clearly New York likes fiery, and they want to win first. You can be asleep as long as you win. I mean, we all know that. But that aside, they like a fiery presence, and he brings some of that. I mean, he's even been, I don't know if he's got any Billy Martin in him or not. We'll wait to see, because, you know, Billy was quite a showman. But, but he does seem to have a lot of energy, and he seems to be on his background, have a little of it. Bit of a fiery temper. Three things that came up that people discussed about him, and me not knowing him, I'm just going on what was written and depicted from people who did know him, that came up. Wonder if any of them gave you pause. Number one, that he was out of the game as a major league manager for so long. Did that concern you?
No, as I said earlier, I think the fact that he hasn't managed for a while and has maybe developed a slightly different perspective on the job through many years of player development is a positive.
Okay.
I didn't view that as a negative, no.
Number two, the drunken driving, was that an issue at all, considering it happened not like at 20 years old, but happened 10 years ago or 9 years ago? Was that an issue at all?
Yeah, it was an issue. I don't think you can ignore anything that's on someone's record of that nature. But at the same time, while it occurred, you know, at a time in his life when he was not an adolescent, he was, you know, a mature adult, it did happen 8 years ago.
Right.
And that doesn't make it irrelevant, but I think it makes it less relevant. And I think maybe the important thing is to focus on the last 8 years since the incident and recognize that, you know, nothing has happened since then. He's gone out of his way to talk to players about his mistake and counsel them about avoiding the same thing. So, you know, I think he's taken responsibility for that, and I think the last 8 years probably is some evidence of that.
Okay, and number three, the temperament, which I think you think is a good thing, right? So he's known to have a little bit of a temper, which is clearly not a bad thing, but, you know, people always wonder, and I think it's an inexact science, Andy, and I'm sure you do too. No one knows if someone's going to handle New York or not. I mean, New York is a weird place. I have seen guys come who everyone thought would be good who have been utter disasters and vice versa. So it's not an exact science by any stretch, and winning does cure all. But the other part is, if it's not automatic winning, does a guy fit in or not? Some guys do, some guys don't. That's kind of very much an inexact science. Your read on it is you think he'll do well here?
Yeah, no, I think he will. I looked at the situations that arose in Houston and Anaheim, and certainly those are not, you know, the pressure cookers that New York might be. But at the same time, you know, he will be addressing, you know, new issues and players with at least that perspective in mind. And, you know, one of the things I urged him over the last few days is to not let anybody categorize him, you know, as somebody who's going to get in the face of players and this and that. Let's see what develops. Let's see what relationship exists over time. Let's see what player issues arise, and let's not assume that he's going to handle them the same way that he did before.
Fair point.
Or the way that, you know, the average fan would love to see him do it.
Well, I just gave him one because I said to him, someone told me at a dinner just last week, he'll never let Reyes dance. And he just said, you know what, things have changed. You know, the guys do different things now when they hit a home run than they did 10 years ago. And now you don't get knocked down when you do it. Baseball's changed. We might not all like it. You know, maybe that's a generational thing. I don't like some of the things Jabba does. I don't like some of the things that Reyes does. But you know what? Younger guys do like it. So
yeah,
that might be generational. He just said, you know what? I will not curtail that automatically.
Yeah, no, I think ultimately, you know, you're hiring a manager to make those decisions in the context of the facts as they are. And, you know, what's going on with a club at the time, what's going on with an individual. And, you know, you're hiring him to exercise his judgment, and we're not, you know, looking for, you know, the same response in a similar situation to one that he faced 2 years ago. It's our organization will have a different approach to some of these things. He will have a particular approach, but you know, that's something we will confront when the time arises.
We're talking with Sandy Alderson on the day the Mets hire their manager, Terry Collins. Mic'd up, Francesa on the Fan Yes Network. A couple more quick ones. Number one, the staff. A lot of people thought that he was very tied to Dave Wallace, who we know very well. Worthen, I know very well, thought of in the organization. Was pitching coach an organizational thing, or was that more he was going to get Worthen, or did he have any input into that? I didn't ask him that. I should ask you that. You're the boss. I mean, was Worthen his guy, or would he have preferred Wallace?
Well, he had input, certainly, and he does have a long-standing relationship with Dave Wallace. Wallace worked for the Mets previously. We happen to have a high regard for Dan. I think Terry does too. And so I think that ultimately was a meeting of the minds. He certainly has a high regard for Dave Wallace, but I think you know, after we discussed it and given his experience with Dan Worthen himself, you know, he was happy with that. So,
and Hale is staying too in the
organization.
I think
that, you know, Hale's, you know, he did a terrific job in the interview process. I mean, really enjoyed talking with him. Had a lot of great ideas, tremendous energy, and I'm very happy that he's coming back. I think he's going to be a real asset to Terry.
Did Backman do well in the process?
Yeah, I mean, Wally, you know, I met with him.
Just for the fans. The fans have a great interest in Backman. That's why I'm asking. Okay.
Yeah, no, I, you know, I met with Wally myself alone in San Diego a couple of weeks ago. We had a great conversation. I probably spent 2.5 hours with him. I drove him to the airport. That's one of the reasons he was brought back. You know, Wally's an intense guy too. He's very confident in himself. He should be. He's been very successful. Made a lot out of himself as a player, and has gotten a lot out of other players as a manager. And I think at some point he will be a major league manager as he had an opportunity to be a few years ago.
Are you going to keep him in the organization?
Yeah, he will be with us, and depending on what we do with the rest of the major league staff, you know, he could be back at Brooklyn, but he could also move up.
Is he being considered for the major league staff or no?
I'd rather not get into individual considerations, because it wouldn't be fair to the guys that are still in the bubble who, you know, were on the staff last year.
Okay, that's fair. Bench coach will be a mutual thing too, or will it be his decision?
Well, any manager that comes in has got to have some of his own guys.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the way I look at it in filling out a major league staff is that the front office gets to nominate a few, and the manager gets to nominate a few, and ultimately the front office gets one or two, but the manager certainly has the right to get one or two. So, you know, the bench coach might be a spot where he'd like to have his own guy. But I think if you consider Chip Hale and you see what we end up with is